we've got a good one today. I'd say go ahead and lace up your tennis shoes, but you're also going to want to probably take notes unless you can remember these four super practical, implementable, tactical things you can put in place this coming weekend so that your energy is different come Monday, all right? I'm telling you, you do these things and mark my words, you're going to feel like a different woman come Monday. If energy is a struggle, if you're like, I can't keep up with my kids, can't keep up with my grandkids, I'm tired all the time, do these things this weekend and see how you feel on Monday. And imagine if you feel better after one weekend, what if you did these weekend after weekend? Okay, so these are four things to avoid, but they, by avoiding them, you are actually putting into practice beautiful intentions and habits that are going to support all the hard work you are doing. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Welcome to today's episode of Age in Reverse. Girlfriend, I am so excited you're here today. And let me tell you, this is going to be such a mindset shift for you and a game changer for any frustrations you're feeling about like making progress. So last Tuesday's episode, I believe that was episode number 102. Yes, episode number 102. I told you about one thing that you're really, really, really missing out on and not prioritizing, and it's all about the unsexy topic of recovery and resting your body and the best practices to do that efficiently so that you actually make progress. So make sure you go back and listen to episode number 102. But this right here, oh, this is so good. So before I dive into it, let me just give you a quick recap on life. Because at the recording of this, last Friday, Randy got a nerve injection for that injury to his cervical vertebrae that he got from jiu-jitsu back in December. If you've been following, you know what I'm talking about, but you may be new here and be like, what are you talking about? So there's that. My husband had that injury back in December. We thought he was going to have a fusion. He was in just a tremendous amount of pain. Fast forward, lots of therapy, and he's done great. He has had no more pain. He hasn't needed surgery, but that muscle in his left arm, because it was at the cervical vertebrae, it affected his left arm, and it's incredibly weak still. So they said before surgery, you can try this injection. I believe it's just cortisone that they injected in, and hopefully that will get his brain and his muscle talking again. We'll see. So anyway, there was that. Well, then the very next day, he ended up with extreme stomach pains. And at first, I'm like, oh my gosh, does that have something to do with this nerve injection he just got yesterday? Like, he never has stomach pains. It was just the timing was suspect. But then he started like saying he had to pee, but he couldn't. So then I'm thinking UTI, and I'm scouring, you know, Shreveport looking for a specific over-the-counter that can just help with the pain because he was in so much pain. Then it got so bad he couldn't stand. So we went to the ER and he had a kidney stone. So we were in the ER all day. Thankfully, he passed it within a day. So we're good now. And as you know, we got this big home renovation. Again, at the recording of this, so by the time you hear this, the guys will have already been here over the weekend to pull up the floor on our pier and beam house in our bedroom and bathroom. But at the recording of this, they're not here yet. Does that make sense? So they're coming tomorrow because I'm recording this on Friday. They're coming tomorrow to tear everything up. And so Randy, we just needed him in one piece because it's basically me and him, 90% him, 10% me, what I can do, you know, just all the things, getting ready for them. And then he's really putting it all back together. He has one friend coming to help. But like, I need my man in one piece. He needs to be in one piece, right? Bless his heart. He has just had a heck of a beginning of the year. But anyway, that's the update on the Arendelles. Okay. So I'm just always so thankful for your prayers and for your concern over him this year. It's been a doozy, but we're good. God is good. And we are trucking on, and this project's going to be over, right? It's going to be over, right? It feels like it's never going to be over, but it's going to be over and it's going to be fine. Okay, let's dig in. So have you ever found yourself getting to the weekend and like completely letting loose, like it's a holiday, like every weekend's a holiday? So one of my amazing fab clients, one of my Faith Forward Age Backward clients, posted in our group about maybe a month ago, 3-4 weeks ago. She posted this really funny meme, and it talked about, I say it was funny, I mean, it was kind of funny, but it was more like, holy cow, that's so true. And this is what it said. If you ignore your behavior and habits on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll allow 12 days to pass you by. 12 days is almost half of your month. Okay, actually, it wasn't funny at all. I don't know why I was thinking it was funny. It wasn't funny, but it was like smack you in the face. If I were to say, hey, you can get great results by only paying attention to your health, your fitness, your nutrition, your sleep. If you only do that for half of the month, you're going to see great results. You would be like, you're lying. And I would be lying, right? Because who can do that unless maybe you're 20 or 10? It just, our bodies over 40 cannot go half the month or almost half the month letting down our hair and treating our weekends like holidays. What it's going to do is zap your energy. It is going to make you feel like garbage on Monday. So what I want to bring you today is, what can you do? What are some fail safes that you can put in place on the weekends so that you can feel great during the week? Because here's what we know. The older we get, the harder it is to bounce back from pretty much everything, right? And so if we go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're not putting the things I'm about to talk about in place, we feel terrible Monday, don't feel great Tuesday, Wednesday we're starting to bounce back, maybe Thursday's a pretty good day, and then guess what? Friday's the weekend, and it starts all over again. And we wonder, why am I not making any progress? Well, here it is. Here are the four mistakes that you are making, all right? First of all, or that you may be making, you may not be making these mistakes if you're not high five, gold sticker, virtual hug, and a high five, because this is a very common, I was about to say trio, but it's four. I don't know what you'd call that. Anyway, these are four really common things that happen with so many men, women, you name it. But ladies, I'm talking to you today, okay? So the first thing you want to avoid is sleeping in. Gosh, I get it. During the week, you're up early. You know, you've got to grind, you've got to set your alarm. And oh my gosh, doesn't it feel so good to just sleep in on the weekends? But here's the deal. Sleeping in for more than 30 minutes, maybe an hour, is really killing your circadian rhythm. It's also hindering your ghrelin and leptin. Those are hormones that are responsible for your satiety and your hunger, okay? So if we're sleeping in, and when I say sleeping in, I'm talking 8, 9, 10, when you're used to getting up at 5 or 6, right? That's a lot of a difference. That's a big difference. And I know you may be thinking, yeah, but I'm still getting 7 to 9 hours because I'm staying up late. We're going to get to that in just a moment. If you can maintain as much consistency as possible during your weekend, with your rising in the morning, it is really going to help your energy levels during the week. And I know you want to throw something at me right now. I know it. I get it. I really, really do. But I'm telling you, it is a killer, a destroyer of your energy. So if you ever find yourself going, gosh, I'm just low energy. I don't have the energy to keep up with my kids or my grandkids. Well, are you sleeping in on the weekends? You may not be. Maybe you fall into one of the other categories we'll talk about. All right. So by keeping your wake time as consistent as possible, I promise you'll start to feel like a different woman during the day, during your weekdays especially, and your weekends. Like they really should be treated very similarly. All right, so that's number one thing to avoid. Number two, avoid cheat weekends, all right? So I like to call them flex meals. Some people call them cheat meals. But when a cheat meal or flex meal becomes a cheat weekend, ladies, our bodies can't take that. We can't do that. You know what I'm talking about, right? So Friday night's date night, or we order in our favorite meal because it's the weekend after all, and we deserve it. Maybe we're going to have a little wine, a little pasta, a little dessert. And then we get to Saturday. Well, Saturday's errand day. We got to do all the errands we didn't have time for. We didn't bring anything with us. Maybe we didn't eat a solid breakfast, so we're going to grab some fast food, right? It's just, it becomes this vicious cycle. And then when that happens, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're thinking, well, why is it so hard to get back on track Monday? And then we'll tell ourselves, well, I'll just get back on track Monday. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's a temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant-rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in four different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. But we do this week over week over week. Ladies, we just, again, our 40 plus year old selves, we just don't bounce back quite as quickly, all right? And if you're struggling really just with mindset around food in general, I want you to go listen to episode number 83 about the 4 P's of nourishment, a new way to approach food. I think you're going to find it super, super helpful. So once we're making progress in our health journey, enjoying a flex meal 1 to 2 days a week should be fine. But over 40, a weekend full of those foods will quickly kill our results and steal our energy. And by the way, if you're here and you're like, I'm not making progress in my health journey, or I'm making it for, you know, 5 minutes and then I am just not doing it anymore, I want to just give you an invitation into my fab program, In With These Ladies. Faith Forward, Age Backward is all about building our faith first and everything else follows. And believe me, we get incredibly tactical with our nutrition, with our hormones, with our movement. I lay everything out for you. But if energy, if yours is zapped and you just cannot seem to gain that momentum and you want to reap back these last few years that you feel like you just don't recognize yourself and make your next years your best years, I want to invite you to check out the program. See if it's a good fit for you. Pray about it. LisaLouFitness.com/FFAB. That stands for Faith Forward, Age Backward. LisaLouFitness.com/FFAB. Okay. So that was number two. On to number three. All right. Night owls. Night owls on the weekend. Are you staying up late? It's so tempting, right? Again, if I don't have to get up early the next morning, why not stay up late? It makes complete sense. But then we're not, if we're sleeping in, if we're doing number one, then we are tempted to stay up late. Number one, because we're just not tired because we slept in that morning. And number two, because it's the weekend. Again, we're letting down our hair. We deserve it. But the later we stay up, the hungrier we typically are. And now comes the munchies. We're eating too late. I've told you over and over in other episodes, when we eat too close to bedtime, what happens is our body prioritizes digesting food over us getting that good deep and REM sleep that we desperately need for body and mind restoration. Is it all connecting for you? Are you understanding this integrative whole person approach to your health? When your energy is low and you're letting loose on the weekends and you're hearing what I'm saying and you're acknowledging that, okay, this may be me, it makes sense. It kind of takes the mystery out of why do I feel like garbage on Mondays? Well, it may be because we're just not just letting our hair down, but we're like undressing completely during the weekends, right? For lack of a better analogy. So staying up just a tad later, then your weekday norm is okay on the weekends, but maybe just 30 minutes. I mean, an hour at the absolute most, but you're playing with a little bit of fire there. I'm just saying, everybody's a little unique, but you know you, okay? But if we want to maximize our energy levels during the week, we need to opt for a bedtime that is as consistent as possible. All right, that was number three. And the last one, number four, your body can burn alcohol or it can burn fat, but it cannot do both, all right? So drinking in the weekends just seem to go together like peanut butter and jelly, right? Like it just makes sense. It's the weekend. That's when I'll, you know, have a few glasses of wine because I can stay up later and I can sleep in later. So you don't have to get up early. And if you can stay up late, it just, quote, makes sense. But the problem is that your body will actually prioritize burning off the alcohol, which is metabolized into something called acetaldehyde, a highly toxic substance and a known carcinogen. So it will burn this off in the body, or it will metabolize it into that in the body, and then it will further metabolize into something called acetate. And your body is so smart and it loves you so much that it will prioritize burning off what it deems as poison before it will burn off fat. I mean, and that makes sense, right? Fat is not poisoning us. Alcohol is. Now, I'm not demonizing alcohol. I love a glass of wine every now and then too. But the older I've gotten, the less it agrees with me, number one. The more it keeps me up at night. It may knock me out, but it will wake me up. My sleep is not as deep. I track my sleep with my Oura ring. It is absolutely not as deep. So my drinking days, like if I have two glasses a month, that's probably pretty normal for me. And it's only because I know that my body just doesn't jive with it anymore. Okay. So when you drink alcohol any day of the week, obviously it's doing this, But again, after talking to so many women, you know, over years, over decades, 31 plus years working with women, it just seems to be that weekends are when we just let loose a little bit more, maybe have a little bit more to drink, and you just have to understand that your body can be busy burning alcohol or burning fat, but not both. So knowledge is knowledge, ladies. I used to say knowledge is power, but knowledge is knowledge. Implementation is power. So choose wisely by understanding the consequences so you're never left scratching your head as to why you aren't seeing progress and feeling so poorly when your weekdays begin. Does that make sense? I hope that's helpful for you. Like, these are things you could start right away this next weekend. Like, you can start putting, just try it. Look, can we just experiment? Just try it. You can do anything for a weekend, right? Go to bed at your normal time, wake up at your normal time, minimize alcohol like to maybe one glass and have it early enough in the evening with your meal, because that will help a little bit. It will help to offset some of that damage if you're not on a completely empty stomach, right? And it's early enough, maybe with your meal, especially if you're eating 3 to 4 hours before bed, that maybe it won't affect your sleep so much. Just try it. Try staying on track with your nutrition through the weekend. Choose a meal to enjoy, but try to stay on track just for a weekend. And I love to hear from you. I love when you come in to my Instagram DMs or my Facebook DMs. You can find both in the show notes. I love when you come and tell me, you know what? I tried what you said and I actually noticed a difference. I love hearing from you. So please hit me up when you try this. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would be so thankful for you helping me get the word out there. And I'm so glad you are here with me today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the prayers for this crazy beginning of the year for my family. And I'm just as always, just tickled pink that you choose to spend your time here with me. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and I will see you on our Faith Forward Friday episode this coming Friday. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.